It's another chilly weekend afternoon in Petersburg, and the rain buffeting the island has driven many indoors. And that is exactly where I find a few dozen families, in the community gym, assembling a Goliath 60,000-piece puzzle. The group isn't doing it all in one go. About 60 households and two school classes assembled 1,000-piece sections over the winter, which, according to participant Kelly O'Connor Demko, is the ideal time to chip away at such a project.
I enjoyed just having it to do over the winter. It was a nice time to pull out a puzzle and work on it.
The gargantuan puzzle is splayed all over the court, extending from one free throw line to the other. If you're not a basketball fan, that's about 10 by 30 feet. It depicts a world map with incredible detail. O'Connor Demko guides me to the Southeast Alaska section, which has scenes of totem poles in Juneau and seaplanes in Skagway, and flocks of the region's ubiquitous bald eagles soar everywhere in between. But to the crowd's disappointment, Petersburg is missing.
Wrangell. They just put Wrangell.
So we would be right here.
But they had Heidelberg.
I don't know why.
Some sections were harder to complete than others. Matt Powick and his family took home a chunk of Russia that was basically all one color.
Yeah, it was pretty much just a bunch of yellow.
Powick says he tried his best to get his family as excited about the project as he was, but he didn't have much luck until the very end. His daughter, 12-year-old Savina, jumped in when there were only about 40 pieces left.
I only worked on it towards the end. It was pretty hard, though.
Not all sections made it to the jigsaw jamboree in one piece. Moments ago, Caroline Dowd accidentally dropped hers in the parking lot, shattering months of her and her husband's hard work in a matter of seconds. She tells me all about it while, just behind us, a group of puzzlers hurriedly try to put the rain-soaked pieces back into place.
Yeah, I had like a box, and then I was holding the sides, and then it fell, and then it was just like a combination of like me trying to catch that piece, another piece fell, and it all just like combusted from there, and it was a series of unfortunate events. Once I dropped it, I got a little dramatic, and I was like, I need your help right now.
Otherwise, the puzzle is coming together smoothly on the surface of the basketball court. At the center of the operation is Sandra Hurst, who is really into jigsaw puzzles. She says they give her a sense of peace and order in life and make her feel a bit more put together.
They are a stress reliever for me. So when I get stressed and life gets crazy, it's kind of something that I can work on and just eases all the tension in life for a while, you know?
She says she thought a fun and meaningful way to share her passion would be to rally a bunch of people into working on something much, much bigger than themselves.
Instead of us just all doing our individual puzzles, you know, doing something bigger and larger that we could all come together for.
But when she told her husband about her idea, she says he told her she was crazy, and she'd be lucky if she got 5 people interested. She got well over 100. After a group photo with the enormous map, it's time for it to be disassembled by the hands that put it together in the first place, which is a little sad for some folks. But it's a spectacle for others, like 96-year-old Itzy Fujishin, who is looking on from the stands. I catch her gushing about it to a friend.
This is the biggest puzzle you've ever
yes,
seen.
Yes, it is. And it's beautiful.
The puzzle is going back into the box, but its life isn't over. Hurst and her co-conspirators are planning to send it to other communities in Southeast in hopes that the activity will help bring them together during the cold, dark winter, too. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.